this morning. Now, joining us from North Queensland, the Cowboys assistant coach, Dean Young. Dean, morning to you, mate.
How you going, guys?
Yeah, really well, thanks. And thanks for your time. No, you haven't got long before training. Only a trial there against the Broncos the other day, of course. But describe what that win has done for the confidence of the squad and, of course, the win the week before against Souths.
Yeah, look, against South in Cairns, it was more about our boys that probably aren't going to be playing a lot of first grade early in the year. So it was great for them to go up there and have a good run. And they did really well against South. They had a red hot crack and did their best and put their best foot forward. We had a little trial game against the Townsville Blackhawks the same morning that the South game was on, you know, with our best 20 players, and they got a bit of a hit out, which was much needed because this time of year you get sick of tackling each other, so it was quite good to tackle someone else. And we got that out of the way, and then obviously in Saturday night against Mackay, you know, we beat the Broncos. And apart from the first 20 minutes, which was a bit disappointing because of all the pressure we put ourselves under, we got that out of the way, and then we got a little bit of rhythm, and we've seen a few things that we've been working hard on in the pre-season.
Dean, has this rain and the flooding, has that affected your preparation at all?
No, not at all. We've been quite lucky. I know they're doing a pretty tough south of where we are at the moment, but we've been quite lucky where we haven't had too much rain. We've had a bit of a heat wave up here. We spent a bit of time in Airlie after the trial in Mackay, and it's been pretty hot, but there's been no rain.
And, mate, how important is the start of the season to you boys? We've spoken a lot about it in here, about a number of teams. Me, obviously, being a Tigers fan, I believe the trials were pretty important for those guys. Just leading, get some confidence leading to these first few games. Is it similar for the Cowboys?
Yeah, look, everyone wants to get off to a good start because it takes pressure off at the back end of the year. So we just want to keep building. We've started the process this year with, you know, a performance against the Broncos that, you know, we're happy with. But in saying that, there was no Josh Reynolds and, Adam Reynolds. We know where we're at. We know where we need to go.
For the Cowboys to do well, Dino, I reckon you've got to get the best out in Jason Taumalolo. And last year he, you know, was playing some games, then got injured and missed a fair portion of the season. And you experimented at times with less minutes and playing him on an edge and through the middle. What will his role this year be with the team?
Yeah, look, last year Jason's had a very disrupted season. He broke his hand twice and had other little niggles along the way. And Jason's, you know, best footy is when he gets his motor running, and he's going to be playing lock forward this year, and he'll be playing plenty of minutes. But in saying that, I think the stories were, you know, they just kept on coming. But in the end, if you look at his minutes were as much as they were when the Cowboys won the grand final in 2015. So sometimes the media like to grab onto something and won't let something go.
No, surely not.
he's had a great preseason, Jace. He's done a lot of good training, and unfortunately he twinged his hamstring the other week, so that's why he didn't trial. But he's training full this week, and he'll be training full next week, and he'll be ready to go.
Chad Townsend, Dean, tell us about the impact he's had, and how are you going to work that halves situation where you've got Tom Dearden and Scott Drinkwater in the mix as well?
Yeah, look, Chad's been awesome for the club. From day dot, he turned up, you know, 2 weeks before he actually had to come back to training, and he's doing weights and kicking and speed work. So all the boys sort of knew straight away that, you know, a bloke that's won a grand final is, you know, this is what it takes, and these are the hard yards you've got to do. So he set a great example around the place, and it's going to be interesting to see who Toddy goes with, Tommy Dearden or Scott Drinkwater, because they're both different type of players, and they both trialled really well. I thought Tommy Dearden, everyone can see how hard he competes and how hard he works in defence, and then Scotty Drinkwater come on the field in the second half, kicked really well and did some really nice things with the ball, which we all know he can do. So it's going to be interesting to see which way Todd goes. I think he knows which way he's going, but we've still got a week and a bit of training to get through, so I'm sure he'll make up his mind until the team next week.
Well, Dean, appreciate your time. I know you've had a little schedule change with training this morning, but thanks for coming on.
No worries. Thanks for having me, guys.